Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels! Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Braden. This is your Cosmic Call-In Show. I'm just the host. I'm just the host who hosts it. We're taking all your calls. You've seen a sleep demon. You played with Ouija. You seen ghosts. You seen UFOs. I want your calls. Lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. First off, huge shout out to everyone who's been listening to Cosmic Channels. As of right now, the start of this episode, today's episode, I think it was 8.5 Shadow Monsters and More Floating Heads, is now our most listened to episode, single day listened episode, and our biggest single day download. We're climbing up. We're moving up. That's what I like to see. Thank you all for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. But we need a caller on the line, 1-833-703-0424. Just to let everyone know, we are, as you can probably see from the background here, bare bones. You're like, what's going on? For those of you who don't know, I recently moved, and I had to pack up the studio, tow it to my new residence, and set it up. It's been a really busy 5 days. That's why I missed last week, and I'm partly set up, but I rushed the setup so I could record tonight. So listen, Meth Laboratories is not hardwired in right now, so I'm not sure if we're going to have connectivity issues. I'm not sure what kind of issues we're going to have, or if this is even going to be a worthwhile Cosmic Challenge tonight, but I thought I'd give it a try. Hopefully this first caller is going to test things. We'll see how it goes. Let's go to the call. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Braden, it's Tim from Virginia.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, it's going. I've been trying to get through for a little while. Just hadn't had any luck.
Well, good, but, man. I'm glad you made it. Sorry.
Yeah, man, had a story.
You may have left it. Did you leave a voicemail?
For a while.
By any chance?
What's that? I'm sorry, you broke up there.
Oh, sorry. This is what I was worried about. I was worried about the connectivity issues here. Running this, normally I'm hardwired in, but I haven't been able to run a wire yet. I was asking if you called and left a voicemail.
No, I didn't. I kept getting sent the voicemail. I wasn't sure if you guys checked those or not, so I didn't actually leave one.
Oh, I do. I listen to them all. Well, what do you got for us, Tim?
Yeah, man, so... like I said, I've been sitting on a story for a while. I'm not a great storyteller, but I'll try my best here. My buddy, Mr. Lizard Caveman, finally convinced me to call in. So
yeah, I'm gonna give it a go here. Old friend of the show.
That's right. Yeah, so let's start off about 8 years ago. My wife and I purchased our first home. Which congratulations on your purchase, by the way.
Thank you.
It's our first home. It's a single owner home. We bought it. The couple who lived here before us built it back in, I want to say, late 60s, early 70s. So bought the home. When we moved in, everything was normal. But after a couple months, started noticing some kind of strange happenings. My son, in his room, he would always say that his TV kept getting unplugged at night, just randomly. He said, like, the plug would just come out of the wall, yada, yada, yada. He was about 5 years old at the time. So I was like, yeah, okay, you know, maybe the plug's loose, it's falling out. But then I noticed that it kept happening, like the plug kept coming out. And then as time went on, he started mentioning that he was wake up in the middle of the night and he would see this shadow figure standing in the corner at his door, staring at him. Yeah, you know, so I was like, okay, that's a kid. He has imagination. But it just kept happening over and over and over. The plug would get snatched out the wall, and he would say, yeah, the shadow man came, opened my eyes, he's standing there in the corner, staring at me. So this was back when my wife was working night shift, so I would play a lot of video games online up late at night, just talking to people, meeting random people. Met this one guy, and we started talking. Was telling him the story, and he started making these claims that he was actually a medium of sorts. And he said, if you don't mind, he's like, if you give me permission, he's like, I can actually, you know, remote into your home and see what's going on. So, of course, you know, I was like, okay, yes, yeah, whatever, dude. So, you know, I told him, I didn't tell him my address, of course, I'm not stupid, but I said, like, you know, I live in Southern Virginia. He's like, that's enough. He's like, I can feel your energy, yada, yada. You know, I can get there. So he goes into this trance of sorts, and he enters the room and he starts describing this dark energy presence in the room. He's like, okay, so whoever this man is, he's like, I'm pretty sure it's the original owner of the home. He's male, he's older, and he's not happy with you guys being there. And he said, okay. He's like, I'm trying to talk to the guy, trying to talk to him. He said, he's getting angry. He's getting angry. And about that time, like, I'm on the other end of the house. I hear this just loud crash and bang, just boom. I was like, what? So I jumped up, scared shitless. I go, and my son had just fallen out of bed at that exact moment. So I came back and I ran back to the mic once I got him straight. And the guy I was talking to, he said, God, he's like the shadow figure. He's like, he just pushed your son out of bed, didn't he? Oof. He's like, well, he did fall out of bed. How'd you know that? He's like, because he's like, I saw it happen. Like, so I'm just, you know, so at this point I was freaking out. So I kicked this guy from my party chat, like blocked and deleted him. I was like, this is freaky. Yeah. This is freaky. And it just went on and on for a while. My wife like tried to, you know, burn shit out and this and that. And eventually it kind of died down over the next year or two. But my son was never really scared, I don't think. He said over time he kind of felt comfortable with the figure.
Yeah.
So and it was a year, I mean, like just last year I discovered. I was next door talking to my neighbor who, he's been there at that property for like 20 years. So I was talking to him, and apparently in the house I'm in the owner's older age, he would come over and help those guys. He said the old man would fall a lot. He would kind of lose his mind every now and then. Like he would leave, walking, get lost. Like he would hide in closets and stuff in the house. But I started telling him the story, and he said it doesn't happen to be the room at the front right of the house, is it? I was like, yeah, that's exactly the room that it's happening. He said, oh, yeah. He's like, as he was dying, he said, that's the room that that he was actually in. And that's the room he died there, in that room.
Oh, that's comforting.
But it's just, it's been some weird happenings. Like, well, you know, hear some noises every now and then. The activity kind of, it'll ramp up, it'll die down. But once we kind of finally accepted that we're, I guess, sharing the house with this man that, you know, he grew up in a different time. He pretty much built the house with his bare hands. So once we kind of finally accepted that we're sharing it, pretty much living, we're able to cohabitate pretty well.
Huh. That's so it started off kind of more prevalent, maybe when he, like, maybe this ghost or spirit, whatever was kind of remaining in the house, was like maybe a little upset that you were there. And then now over time, like, does stuff still kind of pop off, or is it not the same vibe, a little less?
It's now, it's at first to me, it was more of a negative energy.
Yeah.
My son never felt that way. Like I said, you know, he was, I think, 5 when we moved in. So I don't feel like a 5-year-old would have any reasons to just make up, hey, there's a shadow man staying in the corner of my room when I wake up at night. He never felt the negative energy, but my wife and I always felt the negative energy.
Like, well, especially when it's your kid coming to you. When it's your kid coming to you and saying this, I could see you being like, is, you know, what's going on? Like, you kind of instantly kind of getting your, like, you know, your back against the wall, a little, you know, uneasy feeling. So, like, I can see why, but it's, you know, it is a little happier tale where it kind of subsides over time. Like, you both, it kind of grows to accept you in the house as well, right? And it's just like, so, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, and that's what I feel like has happened. I feel like this guy has realized that, hey, you know, we're trying to raise our family in this home just like, you know, he did. He raised a family in his home. So I feel like he's, over time, like you just said, accepted us. And it no longer feels negative, but I feel like he does these little things every now and then just to kind of let us know he's still here. Like, stuff will get moved around. You'll hear noises in other rooms. You'll see kind of like a flash of a shadow, you know, dart across the hall. But it no longer feels negative.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, it's nice that you don't, like, you don't get that uneasy feeling from being in your own house. It's very interesting that, like, I almost want, like, you know, be like, I guess you don't want to do things to upset up, 'cause I'm like, did you ever early on try saging the house or anything like that?
So we did. We did a couple like smudge sessions. We opened all the windows, had a couple smudge sticks, burned them, you know, walked around the house.
Yeah.
And it would subside for a while, but I feel like it would come back kind of like a little bit more aggressive after that.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I could probably see, like, whatever this, if this is the spirit of the old man that lived there, it's like upset that you're trying to, you know, basically evict him from his house and where he lived his life and all his memories.
Exactly.
So I could see that. Yeah. I was kind of interested to know if you had given any attempts early on to, you know, and if push the ghost out and if there was any kind of like pushback. So that's interesting.
Yeah, like I said, for the longest time, I just kind of tried to write it off, like, you know, it's just, you know, imagination running wild. But when I was speaking with my neighbor, and I was like, yeah, he's like, I think Mr. Matthews was his name. He's like, yeah, your kid's room is, when he got sick in older age, that's the room that he was pretty much bound to, bedridden, and that's the room he died in. Like, I had, like, chills down my spine.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I still cannot explain. Like I said, when I was talking to this random guy I met on PlayStation playing Call of Duty or something, I can't even remember. And just the amount of detail this guy was able to give me, like, the walls are red, right? But yeah, I was like, his walls are painted red. And he was just able to kind of describe in detail my son's room. And when my son just fell out of bed, I just about shit myself.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrifying. And then to have that person on the other end of the line be like, yeah, it's, you know, it's, that thing just pushed your kid out of bed. You're like, wow. Terrifying.
Yeah, but the guy, he was explaining to me, he said, he's like, actually, he's like, I wasn't born with these gifts or however you word it. He said, but when I was like 22 years old, he said, I was walking across the street and a car ran the crosswalk and actually almost killed him. He had a near-death experience. And he said after that near-death experience is when he started picking up on these intuitions and his mediumship, I guess you could call it.
That's interesting. It's so wild that just, you know, I have this experience that all of a sudden you're sensitive, you know, to this stuff. It's fascinating. And so how long exactly have you lived with this thing?
So actually this year, well, this year will be 9 years now. Wow. Since we've owned home.
It's insane.
But we've kind of like, we've just accepted the fact that, you know, hey, something might move around every now and then. You might hear a noise. You might see a flash of a shadow across the hall. But like I said, it no longer feels negative.
Good. Well, that's a positive story. And for someone who says they are not a very good storyteller, you sure crafted one hell of a story, my friend. That was awesome, Tim.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I know my voice may sound a little bit shaky, but that's I've had a couple of drinks, and also I'm nervous.
I don't have to be nervous. Thank you so much for calling in with that ghost story. Very rarely do I have someone that's still living in a house.
I've got another story to tell.
You're the first caller. You're the first caller. Well, we always say first caller can do two stories if you so choose, or you can save it. It's totally up to you.
I'm going to save it. I've got cotton mouth over here, and hell mouth is driving me. So I've got to sit down and think about it. But it's a good story. It is alien related.
Oh, well, definitely call back.
May have to call the dream police on it, but I don't know. It's too many, I guess, circumstances that kind of go against it being a dream. So, but yeah, I'll definitely call back in and we'll discuss that.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, Braden. Yeah, Braden. Like I said, once again, congratulations on the home, buddy.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. And make sure to call back soon.
Yes, sir. All right.
Bye. Woo! Terrifying. Living in a house with ghosts for that long. I mean, I probably did a good jaunt, but like I said, when I was a kid, it was always scary, so I never got that sense of, or maybe I was too young to like really think about just like coexisting. It's really cool to hear that there's people out there that have these experiences in these houses that might be haunted, and then just kind of, you know, realize, have that wherewithal to kind of figure out that, like, you know, that was something special for that spirit or ghost, and then just kind of make peace with it, that like you're cohabiting you know, the space on some sort of some different planes of existence. And I see you guys all in the chat saying I need to be louder. Like I said, I had to reset up everything, so everything's all fucked up. So I'll boost my audio a little bit. That'll probably push us to right about there. There we go. Fascinating story, though. So just like that, though, lines are open. You got a call. You got a story. You got a ghost. You seen some aliens. You seen Bigfoot. 1-833-703-0424. But we got a call on the line, and calls take priority. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Goose Goose from Discord.
Hey,
calling from California.
How's it going tonight?
Good. Just finally got to watch Cosmic Channels live.
Right on,
so
man.
I wanted to call in.
Good. What do you got for us tonight?
The first ghost stories kind of inspired me. I got a couple from work that happened a couple months ago.
Ooh, I love it. Let's hear it.
Yeah. The first one was, I do security, but a site that I was at, we have like somebody that does surveillance sometimes. So there's I'll just call her Megan for now. She was on, like, watching the cameras, and I was doing patrols, and she basically told me at, like, 3 in the morning that she saw, like, a light, like, flash, like, if it was a flashlight basically hitting our, like, the back camera on the back of the property.
Yeah.
So she basically told me to go check it out. And like, I was asking her like what she saw on my way over there, and she said it looked like somebody like literally just took a flashlight and like shined it at the camera and then turned it off. And then like it was weird because on the back of the property over there, it's so dark, so like it would have really stood out. So I got over there in maybe like a minute or two, and when I was there, I checked like the whole back fence line and everything, and I couldn't see anything that could have made a light. And like in the back of that property, like there's not even like roads, you know, it's just like open like fields. Yeah. And like, well, it's like a creek. It's like a creek, and then just like basically. So we kind of ruled out like the cars and stuff, but she showed me the video, and it literally just looks like a light pops on the camera and then turns off.
Strange.
And we had no explanation.
Is it now the light?
The only reason
is the light.
What's that?
Is a camera? Are the cameras like? Are they like night vision? You know, where it's like low light cameras.
Yeah. So it was like in the night vision.
Yeah.
The mode. So when it flashed, like you could tell like because like the camera was up high, so you could tell like the light, basically like lit up the top of the trailer, and then the night vision shut off, and then when the light was off, like the night vision turned back on.
So quite bright and probably directly at it.
Yeah. And then, like, even, like, the other cameras, you can kind of tell, like, a faint light that kind of flashed and then off.
And nothing. Crickets.
But,
in the area.
Yeah. And then, like, I was back there, like, probably for 20, 30 minutes, and I couldn't find a thing. I didn't hear anything, see anything, and, yeah.
Creepy.
But the only reason we think it's ghosts there is just because, like, we've heard voices. Or, like, other employees have heard voices there at night. And then, like, I never really gave it much stock until I was doing paperwork in one of the offices where they say it was like creepy. So I was like finishing my paperwork in there. And I honestly don't know what the voice said, but like I heard the voice behind me just like say something like pretty loud. And like I obviously didn't hear it because I was focused on my paperwork. But I like, it didn't freak me out at first. Like it stunned me. And then like I turned around and like looked around because I knew I was the only one in the building at that time. And it was like 3 a.m. also. But, yeah, so I hear the voice and like, I put my pen down and I get up and obviously I'm like, shit, I got to go check everything out because I'm supposed to be alone here. So I go do a sweep of the entire building and I'm still alone. And honestly, that voice, I have no explanation for.
Weird.
But like, I don't know what it said, but it's like, if you like weren't paying attention doing something and somebody said something behind you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a big office in there, and it sounded like it was all the way in the back of the room, but it still sounded loud.
But no one, and again, no one there, no one around.
Yeah, 3 a.m, man. It's like...
That's a bad time, too. Again. Witching hour.
Yeah. And I'm like, shit, I'm always out there at night, so... And even, like, when you go into the building, because it's a huge warehouse, but it just feels, like, off. I don't know. Unwelcoming, I guess.
Yeah. But, strange. No, what are your thoughts on those two things? What do you think it is?
Honestly, the light, I was kind of like, I don't know, maybe it was like a camera malfunction, you know? But like the only thing that threw me off was just like so much things lit up because of it.
Yeah,
it is. Like the voice, like I'm not the only one that's felt like weird things in there. Like I never really wanted to think about it too much because I am there alone a lot at night. But after like that happened to me, I can't really ignore it anymore.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't really know too much about the history of the building, so
when you say,
I know that like it's all old land, so
yeah, so when you say that other cameras like picked up the light kind of at the same time, like that's what you said, like obviously in a distance or whatever, but it picked up the flash.
Yeah,
that's interesting, because I was gonna say, like, you know, with those low light cameras and night vision cameras, I was like, you know, I wanted to say, like, you know, sometimes, I'm not saying it was a bug, but like sometimes you can get a big object right in front of the camera and it does light up the camera. But if other that what's interesting about yours is that at that same time, other cameras pick up this flash, which means whatever it was, wasn't something like directly in front of this camera, just kind of giving that effect. it must have been like an object giving off light for the other cameras to pick it up at the same time, which is really creepy.
Yeah, it like threw me off so much because like if you saw how up, like how high up the camera is on the building, it's almost like somebody would have had to like put the flashlight on top of the camera, like to achieve what, like how much it lit up the top of the trailer.
Weird.
You know, that's under it. So like, and then like I watched that video with her like three times, you know, and like just like the fact that like I just couldn't explain it, so I kept going back outside, you know, and just like checking. But we both were just like, we both just said that we had no idea what it is. Yeah.
How creeped out were you the rest of the shift?
Oh, dude, I got off at, like, I had another 3 hours to go. And, like, we have to go back there, you know, every hour. So, you know, like, the whole shift, I was just kind of, like, looking around. Because I was like, what if somebody is, you know, getting one over on me, you know? Like, what if I didn't see someone?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, it was, like, those 3 hours were pretty long.
Yeah,
and then after I heard the voice, too, because, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, I have to go in that office all the time. So it's like...
And is it's in the back of your mind every time you're in there now?
Yeah, man. Like, I'm in there just doing paperwork. I'm like, is this dude going to tell me something? And then, like, we do get interference through our radios. But, like, at that time, all the radios were off. And then, like, now every time I do hear, like, random shit through my radio, I, like, jump a little bit. But...
Yeah, man. That's terrifying.
But, yeah, some nights are, like, creepier than others, but I'm there, like, 5 nights a week, so...
And you're still... And so you're still working there?
Yeah.
Well, you...
I mean, it's a chill job, except for that stuff.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you're definitely going to have to call back and update us when other weird shit happens.
Yeah, no, I will for sure.
Right on, man. Thank you so much for calling in.
I'm glad I got some more stories out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Hope it goes well.
Yeah, take care of yourself and make sure to call us back with updates. Yeah. Oh, do you still have the footage?
Yeah, have a good night.
Can you get the footage of that light?
You know what? I was asking her for it, but she basically has to like because it's a big company that I work for. She basically has to like tell corporate that I'm taking the footage.
Yeah,
and then like her main manager is kind of a, I don't know how to. He's got like a...
I'll say it. He's butt. An asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really like tricked him out of that shit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. It's all good. But hey, if you ever, get something again, bust out that cell phone and film it.
Yeah. I know. I've been thinking about just like setting up cameras, you know, like my brothers even wanted to do like a whole like EVP thing there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, I got to get you approved to like even be here, you know?
Well, so even like, just but, order you know, like you can order this spirit box or, I don't know why I can't think of the name, the little, electronic device where it lights up if there's, you know, ghost presence around. I can't think of it.
All the gadgets.
Yeah. You know, buy a couple, right? Then you just, you know, you never know.
Honestly, that'll keep you busy at night.
Yeah. Well, call back. We want to hear if you, any other shit happens to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Bye.
Later.
Those night shift jobs, man. Working. I've done a couple where you're just in the dark all night, you know. It's already scary. You don't need stuff like that happening. It's funny. It's a chill job except for the ghosts. I love that. Lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. Have you seen some ghosts? You seen some? You seen an alien? You seen a UFO? You seen strange lights in the sky at night? You seen a strange absence of lights? Call into Cosmic Channels. 1-833-703-0424. Tell your story. Calls take priority. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Cosmic Channels.
Sorry, like I said, I'm drunk. I'm too drunk for calling in, but people wanted me to, but what's up?
What's going on? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Pyrodor from Lakeland, Florida.
Right on, man.
My story's from Northern New Jersey.
Northern New Jersey. What do you got for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm the one who called about Clinton Road a couple weeks back.
Yes, yeah, famous road. Ghost lights.
Yes, sir. So I'm calling about a story from the same kind of area.
The Clinton Road area?
Yeah, so the town is Rockaway Township.
Yeah.
And I used to live right next to this big old reservoir there called Split Rock Reservoir. And there's this legend there let me explain you the layout. So there's this big old reservoir, there's this lake, and there's this like one lane bridge that goes across it. So the legend was that if you go to that through that bridge at night, there's albino cannibals in the woods that would come and they'll like come and jump your car and like fucking attack you in the middle of the night if you went through that bridge at night. So yeah, nobody in town would ever dare to go through that bridge after dark.
And is this off of Clinton Road, this area, or is it just same kind of area?
Well, no, it's not off of Clinton Road, but it's like a 10 minute drive away. And if you remember, I mentioned there's like some like stone structures in the woods in Clinton Road.
Yeah.
If you go right off the bridge, there's this little like creek that comes. It's more of like a dam, really, from the lake to a little creek. And if you go toward the creek side, there's like this big old tower there. It's like a huge fireplace, like 30 feet tall. And it's real weird, but it gives a little bit of credence to the cannibal story.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just kind of pulled it up, and yeah, people say that like albino cannibals. I mean, it's hard to say because I'm like reading a couple of I'm on Reddit here, reading a couple of the people's accounts, seeing them, and I mean, what I know is, if I'm to believe these accounts, is that, you know, you cross a bridge and there's these cannibals or these albinos that like attack the car, you know, don't want you to leave, kind of block the road. I mean, scary. I mean, there's bush people. Like there's there's people that live in the bush. But a group of albinos and stuff.
Like it's mostly a wooded area there. So like on the one side there's the lake and the other side it's just straight woods.
Yeah.
It's like a natural preserve type of area.
Yeah, so like I'm looking in the I'll say this quickly, and I'm quickly glancing, so I don't want to, if anyone's listening from New Jersey who's going to be like, they are 100% cannibals. Like, hey, listen, I'm just doing a quick peruse. I'm just saying what I'm reading is people have seen them and they'll be like, they're aggressive. They block the road and have scared people. But to then call them cannibals, I'm like, well, they're not a lot of people being like, it bit me. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't stick around to find out is what I'm saying. Like, if a group of albinos block the road at night, that's on them because my car's going through them. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sticking around to find out what they eat.
Yeah, totally.
Right? Terrifying. Yeah, totally. But it's weird because I'm like, there's like that, I mean, like a lot of those northern states, man, there's bush people and there's like, you know, a lot of inbred people like living in the backwoods and stuff. I think that one's in Virginia. There's that like weird family that like all they do is like click and stuff from all the inbreeding. I can't remember the family's name, the Whitakers or something.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that. Yeah.
Right? And they're like, you know, there's a documentary on them and you're like, that is some Hills Have Eyes stuff. And so it's like, you know, am I saying that like no, it's like people are writing that they've seen this, right? I'm watching the Reddit thread and people are like, yeah, you know,
they're just scared them. And so they took off.
And another thing to think about is my town back there was in like in the 1700s was a really big mining town for iron. I think it was iron and coal that they mined for. So it was like a pretty big like central spot at the time.
Yeah, so like maybe it's just yeah.
So
I mean it's creepy. I'm looking at different like kind of legends and wikis on them, and it's like I'm reading the one. See, like a couple of these legends, as I'm kind of like going through them, they like start to blend in with Clinton Road ones. Because I remember when I looked up Clinton Road last time you talked, there's a bridge on Clinton Road, if I'm not mistaken. And there's like if you throw coins off, they get thrown back or something like that. I remember reading that.
Yeah, that's a totally different thing though. That's like a 15-minute drive away. That's
yeah, but then I'm reading some of these cannibal accounts, and people are like, yeah, I threw a coin off and a coin came back, and I'm like, oh, that's like that reminds me of Clinton Road. So now I'm like, you know, like I said, I'm just perusing. Yeah, people are saying like it's a fucked up area. Like creepy.
Totally. Like we got like a whole bunch of hiking trails up there, and there's like I went up there just one time, just not knowing really the area. And I just came up on this graveyard in the middle of it. And it's just really creepy, really old from, like I said, the mining town back then. It's just like got graves from the early 1830s. It's really creepy.
So someone in the chat said it's just the Volturis, which is the largest and most powerful coven of vampires in the Twilight universe.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Or so I'm told. So I'm told. I don't really know. I've never read those books or watched those movies. Those local legends, though, it's always interesting to see, especially when like people are like saying like a couple people have seen them. Because like there's one here kind of where I'm at, where I'm from, you know, and I've tried to look it up. And there's actually a book. There's a book. I can't remember if it's called Alder Street or Birch, but there's a legend about like a super haunted house in my town. And someone like lived there for a while and like wrote a book on it. And I've been trying to get my hands on a copy of the book because I was interested about talking to them about their experience, but it's like self-published, really hard to find. I want to say it's like 1280 Birch or 1280 Alder or something like that. And yeah, it's like an urban legend in town about this like haunted house. And like you ask people, they're like, yeah, I've heard of it, but like no one really knows where it is. And I've been trying to like track down exactly which one it is and like where I can find this book that someone wrote about their experience. But it's so interesting. This one is like cannibals, but I'm like, they're not eating. We know that like some people legit saying albinos, what looks to be albinos, group of them, stopping them or trying to stop them. But like, you know, no one's saying like, oh, I bit my friend. They bit my friend. So,
I mean, the one, yeah, I guess there's not really any real like first person accounts of it or anything. But it's like I said, it's just kind of an urban legend that people don't go on that one way bridge at night.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's that's terrifying. Like even if one person has that account and that's a real thing, That's a harrowing account. Like you cross this bridge and then you're like, you're stuck with the choice of you're like, these people are freaky. They're freaking me out. And my only choice is to stop or like just drive them down, mow them down. And hopefully they jump out of the way. Like, cause I'm
exactly. I'm scared. And it's like in the middle of nowhere too.
Yeah. It's terrifying. Like you're in a vulnerable position, especially like if it's like one of those, like, I don't know what it is, and maybe you can enlighten me, but it's like maybe it's one of those like one-way bridges where you have to take turns with the other person. We have a couple of those in town. So it's like as soon as you start to cross, it's like there's nowhere to go really unless you're hitting reverse. You're definitely in a vulnerable position.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
There's like a light and one side can go at a time.
Yeah. So, right? Like you start getting across and some people like, you know, get in your way. And especially if they're organized enough to like be on the backside too, like, Fuck, that's terrifying. This is a terrifying, it could be a terrifying ordeal.
And yeah, like I said, there's like this one like 30, 40 foot tower, like probably 50 feet away from the bridge. It's just a stone tower just in the woods. It's weird. Nobody knows where it's from, where it came from, or anything.
Yeah, people in the chat, Duchess Doobie saying, if you're cornering me like that on a bridge, yeah, good luck because I'm flooring the gas. Yeah, that'd be my response too. I'm like, listen, you've taken your own life in your hands. You brought a person to a car fight here in this scenario, right? Like, good luck.
Yeah, totally, man.
Like, yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, insurance. It's crazy what insurance will cover. My car's gonna be fine. Let's see what your health insurance covers. Terrifying.
Awesome, man.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that urban legend. I like that. It's interesting. It's cool to kind of learn more urban legends from different areas. So I hope more people call in with their kind of local urban legends and stuff and share them. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I love hearing about like little niche stories.
Yeah, yeah, it's so interesting because sometimes there are similar ones between towns, but the cannibal one's pretty unique. I've never heard that, the albino cannibals. So,
it was a pleasure speaking to you, buddy.
All right, take care of yourself. Love you too. Have a good night. Bye. People asking about the backgrounds. The guy who does them, he is awesome, and he has an unreal Instagram. That is awesome. His name is Ken, and he goes by Mindful Zero on Instagram. He does all sorts of cool AI art and then illustrates it. And I kind of found his stuff because he followed the shows, and I was like, man, this kind of fits Cosmic Channel. So it's really cool stuff. So if you want to check him out, just like that, the lines are open there. 1-833-703-0424 if you got a story. There was someone on hold, but sorry, I didn't clear the line fast enough. So call back if you're still waiting on hold. I've checked. I can't find anything. Call state priority. Let's go right to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is AJ from Wyoming.
Hey, AJ, what's going on?
Hey, so I tried to call last week, but
you left it.
Didn't do a live.
No, sorry, man. I had to move. I got the keys to my new place early, and I was pressed for time. So if I didn't get the keys, I was gonna record, and then I got the keys early, so I had to pack up everything and move. So my apologies. I did listen to your voicemail before the show, or a portion of it. Yes. So I know you called. So what do you got for us tonight?
It did cut off the story I was trying to tell. So this kind of coincides with the Ouija board experience I talked about the last time I called. And it has to do with the old man spirit that lives in my parents' house. So I did actually remember one of the questions that we asked during the Ouija board experience, and it was, I asked, have I seen you before, or have I like had an interaction with you before? And it said yes, and I asked how many times, and it said 3 times. And that is like a true fact because I've seen or felt this spirit 3 times. If I can try to find a picture of it, I'll look through my photos and email it to you, but I did capture a photo of this spirit. But the story I want to tell is, so I came home from school. I was the first one home before my sister, and she got home a little bit after this happened, but I was at home watching TV, watching like The Office, and all of a sudden I just heard other people talking in the house, and I don't know if it was like my neighbor's home or something, but I was sitting there watching The Office, and there was this talking, disembodied voices, And I was like, okay, what the heck is that? So I muted the TV and I still heard the talking going on. So then I decided to get up and go check outside to see if like my neighbors were around, if like anyone was across the street or if anyone was walking down the street, maybe having a conversation. But as I went outside and looked around, there was nobody around. There was no one across the street. There was no one like next door talking or anything like that. And when I went back inside, I still heard the disembodied voices.
Weird.
And I wasn't like tired or anything, but I decided to just like continue watching my show. And I was like, okay, whatever. That's weird. So I was like sitting there watching my TV show. And then I, all of a sudden, like, I just, like, closed my eyes for maybe about, like, a minute, maybe 2 minutes. And I saw, like, the visual of an old man. And, like, I can still kind of see it, like, when I think about it. He looked like he was maybe from, like, the 1800s or something, because he was wearing, like, a suit. Like a pinstripe suit. It was like grayish, brownish color.
Yeah.
And he had like a top hat on. And just like the look on his face, which is very, very menacing. Like thinking about it now, it just like freaks me out. Because he just looked very unpleasant to be around.
Yeah.
And so like after I saw that, I like immediately woke up. And I was like, That was creepy. What was that? Who was that? And I just like sat there and I like turned the TV off because I was like, I didn't hear the voices anymore after that. And so I just like sat there kind of in silence. And then maybe like 5 minutes later, my sister came home. And I didn't tell her what happened or anything like that. But I was just like freaked out because I was like, did you just get home? And she looked at me like, yeah, like I rode the bus. And I was like, okay. And like, that was just kind of like it for the interaction. But yeah, I just wanted to tell that quick story because it kind of like corroborates with the Ouija board experience that I had.
Now, when you were hearing the disembodied voices, could you make out anything or was it just mumbling?
It was just mumbling. So like, it definitely was, I could distinctly, like, tell that it was a male and a female talking. So I couldn't really make out the conversation, but it was just, like, you know, whispering as if, like, you know, you were hearing a conversation that was going on in another room.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, sitting there, like, just trying to listen, trying to hear what they were talking about, but I could not, like, make out any words or any like coherent sentences. I just heard their voices.
Now when you moved around and searched them out, they louder, quieter, or did they always just kind of stay the same?
It stayed the same, like, because I muted the TV before it went outside because I was just sitting there listening. And you know, I thought it was my sister because I thought maybe she came home before I did, or she like went through the basement maybe and like was downstairs with maybe her boyfriend or something. But she wasn't, because she got home at like 3:30-ish and I was there at like 3. So like I heard it between the period of like 3 o'clock when I got home and was watching my TV show, and then between the time that she got home from riding the bus. So I was like, there's no way it could be my sister and her boyfriend, because like she obviously wasn't home. And it kind of freaked me out, because I mean, you could hear, usually like if my sister was in her room, you could hear her talking through the vent, but it definitely wasn't her voice. It was like someone else's voice,
and nothing like you could make out, voice. Interesting, because I'm trying to think. Somebody, like, Duchess of Doobies in the chat is saying that
clairaudience, but I think for it to be called like what your experience to be clairaudience, I think if I remember correctly, you learn information through paranormal means, but it's like you're hearing these disembodied voices, but you can't locate them and you can't quite make out what they're saying. Has this only happened the one time?
Yes, it was that one only time that I heard that happening.
Interesting.
And after that instance, like it was just like quiet. I never really heard anything else.
Yeah. And never anywhere else you've had this experience?
No, I was just like sitting in, because like we had a sunroom and that's where our TV was. And so it was in the sunroom where I heard the voices talking. And even when I like went out into like the main living space, like the dining room area, they were still there. And I didn't check downstairs because, you know, I'm terrified of my basement. So I was like, I'm not going down there. Because what if they are down there?
Yeah, it's so interesting. And then just to not be able to locate, like it must have been a little bit frustrating where you're like, where the hell are these coming from?
Yeah, well, I was just like confused because I was like, okay, like maybe it had to be people walking by the house because, you know, I would be able to hear it because the front door, we had like, you know, the screen door and then like the, you know, heavier door, and the front door was open. So like I figured, okay, it was people just, you know, walking by. But when I went outside, literally nobody was outside. Nobody was on like the side of the house. Nobody was walking down the sidewalk.
Now, how old's the house? Any other kind of like interesting, you know, ghostly experiences in the house? Like, I wonder if this is just like something else to do with like another issue, like something else entirely. We're just looking at a very small scope.
I think the house is about 60 to 70 years old. It was built.
It's not like ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was old.
Yeah, it was not like super old, yeah. But it was definitely like built in the 50s or 60s or something like that.
No deaths that you know of in the house?
No, not that I know of. I've looked it up before, and you know, there's only like three previous owners, and nobody died. But another weird instance that I kept experiencing that was like just reoccurring was random drumming. So like it would be between like the hours of like 8 o'clock and maybe midnight.
Dude, you had a Jumanji board in the house. That's what that is.
Yeah, something like that. Because like when I heard the drumming every now and then, I was like, "Who's playing bass that loud? Like, whose music is that loud?"
Yeah.
And I would like poke my head out of my room because my bedroom had a sliding glass door that led out to the back porch and the backyard. And usually, you know, I could hear people's bass from their car if they're like playing their music loud as they're driving by. So I was like, oh, okay, just, you know, people driving by with their music up super loud.
Yeah.
But then it would happen when there's no one driving by. And when I would poke my head out, it would just be very like faint, but it would be like there, like I could hear it. And I would be the only one awake. I would be the only one just like, you know, watching TV on like a low volume or just reading a book or working on homework. And I would just hear this drumming and I'm like, where is that coming from? And I thought it was like, you know, maybe it's my neighbors playing their bass super loud, but most of our neighbors are old. So yeah. Like they're not going to be playing loud music.
Yeah, loud bassy music late at night. Well, I mean, like, maybe let's chalk that up to a maybe. Like they could be, you know, you don't know what everyone does in their life. So maybe there's a older couple that loves bass heavy.
Yeah,
dubstep.
Well, and like
late at night,
and like the weird thing, like our neighbors, we had our house, and we have like our neighbor's house next to us, and they have pretty much the same acreage as we have, and they didn't have like a actual residence on their property. It was just like a shop that they used for their business. So like maybe it could have been them like in the shop playing music, but like when it would happen late at night, nobody would be at the shop. Nobody would be like, no lights would be on.
Yeah, no one should be in there.
Yeah, so I was like, there should be nobody outside. There should be nobody in my backyard.
Weird.
And yeah, it just like freaked me out. And then like, yeah, with the Ouija board experience I told last time, it just like, if I can find the picture, I'll definitely email it to you. Yeah, and
please do.
Because it's a picture of just me, like I took in front of my computer, and I was going to post it on Facebook for like a profile picture, but after taking the picture, there's like a very faint outline of like a head. So like, it's just like the head and like partial shoulders.
Ooh, and it, send that in.
Like when I think about it, it does look very much like the old man that I visualized when I like closed my eyes for those like few minutes while watching TV.
Yeah.
And like that freaked me out. And yeah. I definitely showed that to a couple of my friends, and they're like, yeah, dude, I see it. I see the head. Like I see it.
Any,
and I'm like, yeah.
Like with any like dark vibe in the house or just normal? Like, what do you feel when you're in there? What's your gut tell you?
I definitely feel dark vibes when I'm in there. There's been plenty of times where I'm like home alone, and I just like when I was like in high school and stuff, my dad would like go out of town for like church trips and stuff, and I would just watch the house, and I would be home alone because like my sisters, like my two oldest sisters, they moved out, and then it was just me and my other sister there, but she would be at her friend's house, so like it would just be me all alone in that house, and I would pretty much sleep with almost every single light on, or I would just like stay in my room and I would not leave. Once it got like past 8 o'clock, I would just stay in my room and not leave unless I like absolutely had to go to the bathroom or like get a drink of water. But even then I would turn the lights on.
It's how long have you lived there?
So I lived there until I was 18 when I went to college.
Yeah.
So I graduated high school in 2016, and that's when I stopped living there. But my parents, they still live there.
Do they feel anything?
No, not really. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're really like huge into like the paranormal like I was. And like, I even have had friends come over before too. And one of my friends, just a couple times, he mentioned like, I'm getting a weird vibe. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I'm being watched. Cause there was a time where I had my birthday party in like sixth grade, and I had five or six people over at my house. And we were watching like Ghost Adventures, and like a few of my friends were like trying to investigate my basement and see if there were any ghosts or anything, and seeing if they could hear anything. Cause I told them that like I heard the little girl, her voice in the furnace room. So they were like checking out the furnace room and just seeing if they could hear anything.
Yeah.
And they didn't really capture anything, but like after a while, like my friend, he was like, dude, like I'm not kidding. I literally feel like somebody is behind us watching us. Like, oof. I feel something. And I was like, I believe you 100%, because I definitely like have felt it before. And even downstairs, like if I watch TV down there by myself, I would kind of be afraid to move. Like, I would feel like just someone's eyes are on me, and if I moved, they would either like lash out or like do something to like catch my attention or like keep me there.
It's so creepy.
Yeah, it was terrifying. Like, I wonder, I definitely don't like going over there.
I wonder if it's something to do with, like, you know, we've kind of talked about it before, but because you, like, maybe you're sensitive to this stuff, maybe you were, like, even that you're just paying it, like, maybe your parents don't pay it any mind. Like, they just, stuff happens and they're just like, nope. Right? Nothing to see here. Nope. But you're like, you take more of an interest and more notice. And so whatever this thing is kind of like attaches to that. And that's why like you notice it more. It's because it's like by you kind of giving it that conscious, like being conscious of it, it's like feeding off that.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. I think that's true because I definitely believe if you give your energy to whatever entity is trying to speak to you or get your attention, then like it's gonna continue on with whatever it's doing. And I don't know exactly what like the little girl wants from me or what the old man wants from me, but just from the feelings I get from those two, I don't think the history between them is very good.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're from the same time period, but I think they may be from the same time period, and they probably do have some sort of connection to each other. Like maybe the old man was either her grandpa or like a relative that maybe did something to her, and she is just kind of living in that like constant fear that, you know, he's going to do something. He's going to come find you or come get you. And like, I definitely felt those kind of presence.
Terrifying.
When I like go into the garage or the basement by myself.
And you said no deaths that you know of or anything like that? Just the three previous owners?
No, not that I know of.
Interesting, man. That's terrifying. Well, do some digging. Talk to your parents. Like, you know, pick your parents' brain. Be like, are you sure you're not like you never notice any of that stuff? And I want you to call back in with some updates on this place. This is terrifying, man. Sounds like you're not living there. That's probably a good move for your mental health.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've like been in the house like alone, and I don't really try to be in that house alone just because of those things. I definitely do have like more stories to tell about that place because me and my cousin have experienced some things together, so I know that he can corroborate my stories as well. But yeah, I'll definitely do more digging.
Beautiful.
Do more research about it because I would like to know who these people are or like who these spirits are and why they were trying to contact me so much.
Man, get a little voice, a personal voice recorder or something that you can set up. So it's like, you know, if you're hearing these voices or these muffled drums, you can, you know, some of these little pocket, you can get them on Amazon for dirt cheap, $30. They're super sensitive, pick up really low level noise, right? Maybe that's a start next time you're there. Think about it. Thank you so much for calling
in. I definitely will.
With that story.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for listening.
Hey, take care of yourself.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. I hate haunted houses, especially ones that you have to live in. Whew, I'm so glad when I walked in, that was like one of the first things I did in my new place. I walked in, I was like, okay, feels good in here. I don't have to, I'm not worried. We did have someone on the line. There they are. We got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, yeah. It's the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to you live from the video scope.
Oh, you got the video scope eye that I'm looking at, huh?
What's going on, man?
Crop.
What's going on, buddy? Who is this?
Mike from Maryland.
Hey, buddy. Yep. How's it going?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Right on, man. We appreciate that. Yeah, that's what are you calling in for? You got a story?
Well, I got a story, and I was wondering. I just kind of jumped on here, but I don't know if you guys covered it at all yet or not. The this whole cargo ship thing. Baltimore.
Oh, dude, Mothman 2.0?
Oh, right?
Right? It's weird because...
Everybody's screaming cyber attack. They're slowing down the videos, and they're speeding up the videos, trying to find more stuff. I don't know if we've covered this yet or not.
No, we haven't. Let's get into it.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. I honestly, I want to believe every conspiracy, but I can't really get behind this one yet. I don't know. I mean, ship definitely like shut off and lost power twice, but I think a ship just hit a bridge, honestly. Unless somebody's got better footage or some glowing red eyes in the distance that I didn't see.
Well, I mean, you know, it'd be interesting if you know, there was Mothman sightings in the lead up. That would be interesting. I mean, obviously terrible tragedy, and kudos to the first responders and the police. Cause I had, you know, what I've heard is that the ship, this is what I've heard secondhand, you know, mostly all information I spew, secondhand knowledge, very little reading involved. So I have heard through the grapevine is that they lost power. The power came back on, lost power. So they were like actively knew they were in trouble, and they were radio and be like, we're in big trouble heading into this bridge. And there was enough, I guess, police and some first responders made quick efforts to block traffic from entering the bridge, before impact. So, you know, limiting the number of lives that may have been lost. But I mean, it's an absolute tragedy. Watching that video it's kind of scary how fast that infrastructure of ours can come crumbling down with something like this. Because it doesn't seem like it hits very hard, and then it's just like catastrophic failure.
Oh, dude, it comes apart in pieces.
Yeah, it looks
like straight down.
Yeah, it's like paper mache.
Yeah. And crazy thing was that that bridge, and now that I'm reading about it, apparently it just had an anniversary of its erecting, I should say. I think it was put up in like the 40s.
But it's like, all this
like,
old bridge.
Like 3 or 4 days ago, like to the date. Like, so it just hit like a milestone anniversary. But I don't know. I don't know. I want to believe every conspiracy, but I'm not getting behind this one yet.
It's,
you know, just, and like they say, you know, some people are saying it's, you know, it was an attack, it was a cyber attack. But if you're really trying to cause damage, you probably wouldn't have done it at like 1:15 in the morning.
Yeah, listen, it cripples the area, I'm sure. Like having a bridge go down, but so like, what's their plan here is to, you know, cause traffic jams.
Right.
Like mildly irritate travelers, like, unless there's something I'm missing with the importance of that bridge. I'm not from the area, so I don't know. But you know, the cyber attack stuff too, because I was like you know, realistically there's cameras, like we have pretty good video footage of this ship the entire time, and like for a cyber attack, I'm like, wouldn't the ship have to be fucking like connected to some sort of system for it to be a cyber attack? I'm not going to pretend to be a ship guy like Dan here. I'm not a Navy. I'm not a seaman. All right. But any ship that I've been on has a pilot or a captain that operates the ship, right? Like full throttle ahead, you know, tilt back. So it's like, if this is some sort of cyber attack and they're like, okay, well, are we talking about some sort of limited range EMP device going off? Like, would we not see a drone or something firing, some sort of or other lights being affected?
Yeah.
Right.
That's like the other thing, like something else should have been affected in the area.
I mean, listen, I love it. I love the conspiracy as much, probably more than the next guy. I love it. Right. If you can get me something that even has a little bit of fucking meat on it, right, I'm like, I'm in. That's the story. This one, I'm like, it just seems like a fucking really shitty fucking
it's
thing.
It's just a tragedy.
Yeah. And there's,
I mean, like, I'm over here on like the western side of Maryland, like almost to West Virginia. But I mean, listen, the entire East Coast of the country is just ports. Like, all you're going to do is redirect shit up to New York, Philadelphia, Jersey, Virginia Beach. We just have port after port after port. Like, it's not really crippling the eastern seaboard here.
Right? And like, okay, like, now if someone comes out and is like, yeah, well, the longshoremen from the Port of Baltimore wanted to start their own union and leave the longshoremen union, and then the bridge breaks and they're out of work and they're all getting fired, then I'm like, okay, well, hey, I can get aboard. But until we have any kind of loose threads, like, it truly looks like just like a real terrible incident. And then, like, everything that I've seen online and stuff for like ghost conspiracy route doesn't have a lot to go on it where you're like, that doesn't have that grain of truth where you're like, well, shit.
Hey. Yeah, I need some kind of cult involvement. I need a ghost ship.
Now, if you were intro. If you were going to tell me that P. Diddy commandeered that ship and he was trying to make a way out of the fucking continental United States for a non-extradition country, but he didn't know how to pilot it, there was a struggle ensued, and he crashed into the Baltimore Bridge, I'm on board. Right? Yeah. Hook, line,
those
and sinker.
Sea containers were full of the plastic straws going up to the next Bohemian Grove party.
Yeah. Then I could get it, but it does. I think there's too much of a rush nowadays to get into those things. And to be honest, it's a lot of the reason why we don't like really talking about stuff that's too new in the news that much, because the reason is you don't have enough threads to go on, and a lot of the threads that are there instantly are dead ends. So it's always kind of nice when these things flesh out and you can talk about it, you know, in the past tense and be like, yeah, people were thinking this, but then actually we didn't know this piece of information that didn't come out for months later that, you know, kind of ties back into it. That's when it's a little more fun, because, you know, when you get on the show, you're like, what's a cyber attack? There was chemicals on board, turn the frogs gay. You're like, well, there's nothing to this, right? Like, you're like, they're okay, interesting to see, interesting to speculate about, but we have zero to go on to, like, you know, make that, you know, conspiracy.
Yeah, I've always wondered that about you guys, because I'm like, these guys are tech savvy. Like, you guys are, you're on the Facebook groups, you're on the, you know, I'm like, they know about the events, and then people in the Theorite group post about, like, you know, current events. I'm like, they always seem to hang back and let the dust settle a little bit, but that makes sense.
Well, and that's the reason why. It's because, like, we can talk, you know, or then it turns into the thing where you're like, we're talking about the cargo ship every week because, oh, did you hear about the cargo ship? We got this information now, right? And you're like, well, now it's nice to let those things flesh out, and then you can tell the story of this to people who don't know, and then you can pull all the threads together, right, in a cohesive kind of narrative, right, and then look at it objectively after you have all the information. We kind of like doing that more than, I mean, every now and then on a live, it's fun to be like, it's the commies.
Of course.
It's a Russia cyber attack for, it's payback for the mass casualty event they just had. And, you know, obviously we're having a proxy war of puppet governments and three-letter agencies.
Yeah. Until you mentioned the gay frogs, I wasn't sure if you were going Alex Jones or Richard Nixon Futurama there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both.
I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Like, the more interesting one for me right now, like, that I'm really into is, like, the P. Diddy allegations. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. I'm like, they got his jet, like, flying to non-extradition countries. People are like, yeah, I saw P. Diddy in Florida fucking pacing around. Like, where Diddy at, right? Did he do it?
Yeah, dude's headed to Belize right now.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting because, like, when you kind of, like, you know, if you know anything about, like, if you remember, like, you know, Pac and Biggie, like, those murders, then you're like, you start to hear all this stuff coming out, and you're like, oh, well, was he involved? You know, there's kind of some more dark, shady history there. And then his ties, like, some of the allegations and stuff you've heard coming out, you're like, God damn. You're like, you know, all these things that, and that ties into bigger, like, sex rings and stuff that we've talked about.
Yes.
Where, and people are like, that, this doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. And then this kind of stuff comes out, and you're like, it makes you kind of take a step back and go, like, even me, where I've been like, okay, I do believe there are these kind of things that we don't know about, and they're happening. They're obviously happening because they're investigated, and, you know, people are charged with various ones. We've talked about the, like, the ones from the orphanage, and I can't, there's the boys club or whatever. I can't remember what we talked about. But then
when I hear stuff like this and the Epstein stuff, I go like, how prevalent is this stuff? And like, how much do we not even realize how bad it is in these kind of industries, right?
Well, and like in my, you know, spare time of investigating on, of course, you know, the greatest news site in the world, Facebook.
Yeah.
I found like this 8-minute documentary that somebody just put out about Diddy a couple weeks ago, right? And they had compiled footage, and they talked about how Usher lived with Diddy for like a year when he was like a minor. And Usher like flat out admits, yeah, that guy introduced me to the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then how more so, more recently, he did the same thing with Justin Bieber.
Well, do you remember that video? Do you see that video where he's like, why don't we?
They're standing side by side.
So awkward.
Oh, and he won't look him in the eye. Like, he's like kind of like cowering away from him.
And he's like, why aren't we hanging out? Why don't you want to hang out with me anymore?
Yeah.
Why do you want to hang out?
Yeah.
And you're like, then you hear all these allegations and you're like, oh, God, were you fucking.
It hurts a lot.
Yeah. Were you fucking touching the beebs?
I'm not a believer by any means, but. Yeah. I felt bad for the kid.
Me too, man. Like, and then to hear that, like, he was using that, like, sextortion tactics, right? Where he was filming people without their knowledge or setting them up with underage people and filming them and blackmailing them. You're like, oh my God. Where did he learn that?
Right.
Who was he? Like, I mean, it just is so. I mean, again, this is one where, you know, I'm going to like to let the dust settle a little bit, because when you start to look at the music industry and like all of the big names who've kind of gone down in recent history, right? Like, you think about R. Kelly and, you know, how long it took him to come to justice and just all these other, like, you know, weird allegations you've heard over the years. And you're like, well, are they that weird? I think we have to kind of revisit every kind of weird theory we've heard in this industry, and, you know, people have been like, you're crazy. You're like, ah, well.
Yeah. And my biggest thing with it is like, you know, I can't believe it when people act astounded about it. I'm like, you know, Dave Chappelle made a whole skit about the R. Kelly thing like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's still people going, oh, I had no idea. Like, well, what did you think? That's why when all that stuff came out with like Marilyn Manson, I was like, well, yeah, he probably did. That's Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you not know? That's like kind of his shtick. Like,
and the other weird thing is, it's like, you know, with these guys, like all these allegations. Yeah, it's just, it's very strange, very concerning. And then it just makes you think, you know, to all these things. Cause like, do you remember how 50 Cent has hated P. Diddy forever? He's been like, that dude's so weird. He's in the weird shit. Like, to always talk shit about Diddy, literally every chance he's. I've only seen one other human in my life hate another human that bad as 50 Cent hates Diddy, and that's Bret Hart hating Goldberg. Those are like, those are the only two like levels of hate that are rivaled.
Right. It's like every interview, no matter what the topic is.
Yeah.
Also, Bill Goldberg's horrible human being.
Yeah. Hold on. I just want to check with you once. Have I let you know, fuck Bill Goldberg? I hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Retirement's great. I'm really happy to be here. Bill Goldberg's the worst wrestler in history.
Yeah. And that's like 50 Cent with Petey. He's just like, you know, hey, 50, how's that wrap up tour going there? You know, how's it last night? He's like, last night of the tour, it's been going great. Also, fuck P. Diddy. That guy's a creep. I hate him. I'm going to spend all my money making a documentary about him. I'm going to ruin his career.
And listen, I'm first in line. I'll buy it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too.
I'll buy it. He says he's going to donate all the proceeds to the victims. I'm like, oh, dude.
Yeah. Well, terrible. Anyways, hey, man, thanks for calling in. I love when people want to call in and shoot the shit about conspiracies and stuff, too. It doesn't happen as often, and I'm always open to it. So thank you so much for calling in and shooting the shit about some recent conspiracies.
Yeah, man. Oh, and the best one I just found tonight before I called is now people are connecting Oprah Winfrey in every photo. There's photos of her with Diddy and R. Kelly and Weinstein and all of them.
Well, I mean,
I'm like, they want to bring Oprah down next, and I'm all for it.
Listen, I'm all for if they were involved. You know what? I could even, like, if they're involved, they need to go down. If they were sextorted, you know, it, like, that's a fucking shitty thing, like, to be.
Well, we know that Oprah Winfrey was, behind the direct energy weapon that hit Hawaii.
Yeah. That's why everyone's painted. That's why everyone, her and The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. They, they were in cahoots together and, clearly, that's why they wanted to push their PR agenda to get more money from us, the taxpayer.
Yeah.
I've always said,
listen, when you go to the grocery store or Walmart or anywhere and they fucking hit you with that, you want to just round this up $5 for the starving, poor, emaciated children and puppies in third world countries that this $5 will save and feed and house them for the next calendar year. Is that okay if we go ahead and tack that onto your bill? And you feel like you're just like, oh, my God, like what the guilt? You feel so bad. Do not feel bad to say no. I will implore you to go and reach out to the donation and make a donation yourself, because these motherfuckers take your donation and they turn around and they make a donation with your money and use it as a tax break for themselves. Right?
And you can just, I mean, the next step is going to be you're at the checkout line and you're just going to hear Arms of the Angels coming through the scanner. Yeah, just tugging at the heart.
Yeah, you're going to have to hit as you're hitting the 50 buttons to say, have you scanned all the reusable bags? It's just in the arms. Puppy's going to come on the screen. it's ludicrous. But I you get a tax break. So if you find the charity that you like that donates to all the puppies and the kids and donate straight to them, and they will give you a nice tax receipt for that money that you can directly write off your taxes. If you give it to Walmart or any big chain, they just go, hey, look at us, we're gonna give $100,000 to charity. Meanwhile, it's all of our money that we donated to them, and then they get $100,000 tax break. It should be criminal. I hate it. Nothing grinds my gears
more than that. Just tell me what it's actually going towards. When it pops up, I know that kid in Africa is never gonna see it. All right, but just at least tell me that I'm funding Fast and Furious 13. Okay?
Yeah.
You can have my 38 cents.
If this is going right to Disney, that's okay too. I just need to know. Yeah. It is like nothing grinds my gears more than the, because I'm like, that's if they give all that money. But right? When you round up, who's like, we don't get a look at their books. It's not like they open the books up to the public.
Right.
Right? Yeah, we receive, $1 million in donations and we donated $1 million. Like, I've never seen that fucking balance sheet. I don't know. I'm just trusting these big corporations, and we all know how well that goes. So,
yeah, man.
Anyways, thank you so much for calling in, getting my blood pressure up. I appreciate that. It's good.
Hell yeah, brother.
You ain't living if you're fucking can't feel your blood flowing through your veins.
Yeah, you got to be fired up about something,
All right, man. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Listen. I fucking love if you got a fucking recent conspiracy you know a little bit about, chances are I know just as little about it, but I fucking love talking about them. So if you ever have a conspiracy or a theory you wanted to get into, I'm game at Cosmic Channels. That's honestly the niche market of Cosmic Channels we really get into, and I would love to get into it more. But I think That's all she wrote for this episode of Cosmic Channel. And a big shout out to Ryan for donating to the show. Bandito, hold on, just want to open this up. I know Julissa donated in. We're well on the way to getting that UK extension. There's some people still donating through old avenues of donating, which is fine. Hey, however you're donating, that's totally fine. But if you want to get on that leaderboard, you want your tip logged in there, streamlabs.com/cosmicchannels/tip is the way to do that. But huge thank you to Anthony and Julissa as well, getting us closer to that goal. We are probably only about $80 away from that UK line. And then UK listeners, do not call 1-833-703-0424. I cannot afford to
reimburse all of you for the unbelievable international charges. But do not fret. Soon we will have that designated UK line for you to call. But that's going to be it for me this week. I'm going on vacation. Thank you so much to everyone for all the support for this show. It's got a small, passionate fan group, and I hope we can grow it together. It's been absolutely awesome doing the show. It's been so much fun. So thank you so much, and we will see you next week. The Cosmic Lines are now closed.